hungry like the wolf pack. I love you all. Namaste, Yogi Club. Yogis. Big air hug. Hope you all are feeling fantastic. Yes. Grab your tea, grab your coffee, grab your water, whatever your drinks you want in the morning. Check your hydration level with that number one. Check your bowel movements with that number two. Get some supine twists. Seated. Twist. Just to rinse and detox those organs. Move that food down the bowels a little bit better so it can exit and we can have that fresh start to our fantastic day. Namaste. We're gonna go over some food and nourishment and guides to your yoga practice. It's a new day. Even for me, I gotta say goodbye to my twin flame. It's been so long. I usually give a 30-day notice for people that I'm in a relationship with, but we never really were in anything besides long distance and then me getting ghosted and breadcrumbs for one of her old exes that already has children, already has a baby daddy, from my understanding of me looking at the Instagram way before all this hoopla started. And I was like, oh, she's got a child. She must have a man. She must have other priorities to do than get in between a new relationship that I'm trying to be with one person where I don't have children. I don't have a baby daddy already. I don't have any extra baggage or karma, but it is what it is. It is what it is. And they continue to gaslight me, but it's all right. Because one, I was never attracted to her third party that was trying to court me and get me into their third parties. And two, you know, I'm never going to be fooled by anyone who catfishes other people with random images. Like, I understand everyone putting filters on and everything, but when you see the person in real photo, you're like, wow, that's a completely different person. You know, it is what it is. We all have insecurities. I've had insecurities about any part of my body, but you just get used to it. You know, you just live with yourself. It does more if you're trying to hide it. But it is what it is. The continuous gaslighting, it is what it is. Let's get the rest of the crew up in here. You know, it is. How you get so much favor on your side? Except the measure, Lord. Everyone's on their own path. And the good thing about God is, as long as you're still stick with the true, like me, walking the path, staying faithful, pouring out all I could, being the most vulnerable I could, even with the background knowing that this third party is continuously antagonizing, continuously stalking me on my own profiles, continuously causing Katie to post stuff to antagonize me more. But it is what it is, because I'm above it, just observing it, taking the beatings, the lashings. Just pouring out the love. Like a innocent child, just loving and continuing to be abused. I acknowledge it. The whole spirit team knows it now. Everyone's felt it. They feel it when they look in my eyes. They feel it when they hear my voice. Hardest thing in my life, and no doubt hardest thing to walk away and have to have the faith that God will provide me a new emperor, a new mate, someone that will actually appreciate and not continue to abuse. And how do I get through it? By staying focused on the mission at hand. My why, to get up and make sure other people don't take their lives for the trauma that I've experienced, that the trauma that we share, and the trauma that I refuse to cast on other people. So we keep powering through. And shame on all these people that have funds, that have wealth, that have money, and continue to just do weird ass games to energy harvest people, to try and shame people publicly for things that they can't control. I can't control my parents. I can't control my grandmother from Spain courting and falling in love with my Tejano grandfather and having 9 children. I can't control all the nefarious bloodlines over the last 3-5 centuries that have done nothing but try and ape and pillage everyone around the world for their own lowly games, manipulating energy, abusing the magic, abusing the knowledge, wisdom for their own god complexes. That stuff's appalling. Anyone around that is appalling. So to the third party karmic, yes, every time I think of you, I'm appalled. I'm appalled that you couldn't take care of your children. I'm appalled that you would still continue to ruin someone's love, to find joy in harming people. And I'm appalled for those that refuse to stand up. But I'm grateful for reincarnation. I'm grateful for karma. I'm grateful for the ancestors. I'm grateful for our archangels. Falling short off on these presidents and hard times that going home soon. Take a fall without the chance to make it at all. Because if I did it in my own hands, making this call, Lord, help me out. Tell me where I went wrong. Shit would be flipped for sure. Order line. Galactic justice. None of these fake justice people that get paid off. You gotta be kidding me. What good is the justice system when you got third parties like these doppelganger catfishes seducing, using stuff between their legs to influence law and order? Praise the ancestors. Praise the spirit team. So nourish your mind, nourish your thoughts, and know we're in abundance. So if you're getting hurt, you're getting abused by these narcissists, cut cords with them. Move on, because there is greener pasture, not fake. There's no hiding insecurities. There's no hiding these cult cultures, these back doors. Get you to sign the agreement, and then they flip the script as soon as they get you in there, like Scientology and bullshit. So stay focused, stay well. Let's go with some nourishment and food. 3 minutes and then 7-minute guide to your yoga practice. I love you all. Love you all. For sure, it's not easy, but it's worth it. Not easy, but it's worth it. The biggest thing is having your integrity. So you can say, God, I walked the path. I did everything. I was upright. And they still abused me. She still took advantage of me.
Food and Nourishment by BKS Iyengar, from the Path to Holistic Health. The food we eat and the surroundings we inhabit must be conducive to stress-free living. If we increase our intake of fruit and vegetables and nourish our sense with calming scents, sounds, and sights, we will be on the way to a healthier lifestyle. The Upanishads, ancient Indian scriptures compiled between 300 and 400 BC, divide food into 16 categories. 10 parts are classified as wastage, 5 parts affect the energy of the mind, and 1 part is vital for the intelligence. In this scheme, food can be positive or negative in its effects, depending on the immediate environment, the geographical and climate conditions, and a person's constitution. Yogic science recognizes 3 different qualities of food: sattva, rajas, and tamas. Sattva means pure essence and represents the well-balanced and meditative aspect. Rajas is the energy which seeks to accomplish, achieve, or create, and tamas indicates inertia and decay. Sattvic food, which includes fruits and vegetables, is pure, wholesome, and fresh. Rajasic foods, such as onions, garlic, and pungent spices, are stimulants. Tamasic substances, such as alcohol and meats, are considered to be heavy and enervating. Junk food is a relatively new term, but its properties would certainly be categorized as tamasic. Every activity in our modern world is fast, and this includes activities related to food and the way we eat it. Junk food and canned and packaged food have a tremendously negative impact on the body. The mind is as alert after a meal of sattvic food as it was before the food was eaten, but after meals which are largely rajasic or tamasic in nature, it becomes dull and sluggish. It is equally important to keep the mind healthy and the body well nourished. The 5 organs of perception, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin, are the gateways to the mind. For better control of the mind, the senses need appropriate nourishment, soothing music for the ears, soft, natural light, beautiful, peaceful scenery for the eyes, and fresh, pure air with the scent of flowers for the nose. All help nourish the mind. The tongue needs nutritious, delicately flavored foods. The skin should be kept clean, soft, and supple. Finally, the mind must be nurtured by developing clarity of thought. You can do it. Namaste. Namaste, fam. This is your guide to yoga practice, your yoga practice, that is, by BKS Iyengar from The Path to Holistic Health. People start yoga with many preconceptions. Some expect instant cures to ailments, and others assume that the simplest asanas will be difficult to achieve. These are usually people whose muscles are stiff and whose posture is often faulty. Even the physically fit may not possess the stability of body or mind needed to practice correctly. A beginner must therefore practice asanas at a very basic level at first, and then continue practicing regularly until the intelligence penetrates all the sheaths of his or her body. Initially, practice as many asanas of the sequence as you feel comfortable with. Do not exhaust your strength or stamina. Begin with small expectations, restructuring muscles, bones, tissues, posture, and internal organs takes time. In Iyengar yoga, basic movements like turning out the right foot or interlocking the fingers are called motions. More subtle movements like lifting the kneecap, tightening the groin, and drawing in the kidneys are regarded as actions. Motions get into a posture, and actions refine it. Understand the motions first. Learn how to observe rather than what you must observe. Grasping the essence of the asana is more important than getting the movement right. Some instructions may seem absurd or even impossible to beginners. Gradually, however, you will become aware of the complexity and subtlety of the body's movements in each increasingly simple maneuver, not in abstraction, but as a necessity. Eventually, understanding the actions of an asana will establish the rhythm and pace of your practice. The yoga course begins with simple asanas, which prepare the body to perform the more complicated asanas with ease. You will learn to access levels of yourself that you were unaware existed. The asana connects you to the inner world within you. Practice asanas when you feel fresh and energetic, early in the morning, if your muscles are not stiff, or in the early evenings when the muscles are supple and free is advisable. Do not practice after a heavy meal. The duration of your practice is flexible. Learn how to know when to stop. Make your yoga sessions a daily practice. If you are tired or part of your body is aching, practicing asanas will relieve your body of tension and strain. Just keep the cautions at the beginning of each asana in mind. If you do not get a particular asana right, practice one with similar movements. The physical body, sense organs, emotions, mind, and consciousness are trained gradually in yoga. If you stop practicing a particular asana, the body loses a part of its intelligence. Practice different types of asanas. If your legs ache, for instance, do not avoid your yoga session. Locate the discomfort, think about its cause, and understand how to remove it. Through your intelligence, introduce a soothing sensation into that area. Delve deep into your consciousness and extend a feeling of calm to the part of your body that needs it most. Coordinate your practice with the state of your body and mind. Hot summer days can make you feel exhausted or dehydrated. Practice with props to relax. For example, perform Salamba Sarvangasana with the help of a chair and a bolster. Reclining asanas, inversions, and resting asanas are also suitable since they slow down the metabolism, calm all parts of the body and mind, and conserve energy. In winter, standing asanas, back bends, and inversions help combat colds, arthritis, and seasonal depression. Twists, forward bends, and inversions help counter the effects of damp conditions. Practicing asanas in the prescribed order enhances their effectiveness as well as your experience of each asana. Understanding the significance of sequencing takes time. Grasp the subtleties and movements of each asana and its impact on your body before attempting to formulate an order which suits your personal needs. Follow the 20-week yoga course until you feel confident enough to develop your own sequence. Those suffering from specific ailments, however, should follow the asana sequences appropriate to their condition. For as long as possible, hold the final posture for the recommended time to maximize the benefits and build strength. However, timing also depends on attention. The intelligence of the brain rises and drops very fast, but the body's intelligence cannot be awakened at the same speed. You have to bring awareness to all parts of the body for the whole time you are in the posture. Ultimately, use your discrimination to decide the sequence, timing, and nature of the asanas you want to practice according to your age and physical condition. Keep your progress in developing an awareness and understanding of the asanas in mind. First, stretch and awaken your body and mind to the logic behind a series of asanas. Do not begin your session with a back bend, for instance. For those in perfect physical condition, cycles of asanas can be worked out fairly easily. If your condition is less than perfect, evolve a sequence which suits your body's requirements. There should be a physical, physiological, and psychological, and spiritual rhythm in your practice of yoga. All the asanas listed in the 20-week yoga course are simple postures made even easier with props. Practice Virabhadrasana 1 and 2 against a wall for the first few weeks. Once you feel comfortable in the posture, practice without the support of the wall. Similarly, after about 6 months, although this can vary from person to person, of practicing Uttita Trikonasana, place your hands on the floor instead of on the block. Attempt Halasana, Salamba Sarvangasana, and Urdhva Dhanurasana without props after 6 months. It might take up to 8 months to achieve Salamba Sirsasana without the support of the wall. Attempt Trianga Mukha Kapada Paschimottanasana after 6 months, sequencing it after Janu Sirsasana and Paschimottanasana. As your muscles and joints become supple, props will become a hindrance, and you'll progress smoothly to the classic postures without them. Namaste, fam.
And then let's just go over a quick little 2 minutes of
The Modern World by BKS Iyengar, From the Path to Holistic Health. The technological and scientific advances of the modern world do not automatically bring happiness. If anything, modern life has led to greater levels of stress since people are caught up in the pursuit of wealth, success, and worldly pleasures. The information explosion has allowed access to more knowledge than ever before. Paradoxically, such scientific and technological advances have increased rather than reduced stress levels. The pressures of financial security, the need for recognition and success, and the desire for worldly pleasures all push us into a spiral of anxiety and haste. Inevitably, our spiritual life, peace of mind, and our health suffer. If you are caught up in the maelstrom of constant challenge and competition, you lose your ability to perceive reality clearly. You may unknowingly twist the truth to suit your own personal goals and fail to recognize friendliness, honesty, and compassion, and instead see deceit, dishonesty, or pride. An intellectual mind, if unconnected with the heart, is an uncultivated mind. The intelligence of the head must be controlled to allow the emotional center to awaken. It is only when the head and the heart are in harmony that peace of mind, stability, and happiness can be achieved. Egoism and pride cause an individual to lose contact with his or her emotional center. In order to achieve a fully integrated personality, you must develop emotionally as well as intellectually. Only then will you be able to control the stresses and strains which knock you off balance from time to time. As long as your heart and your mind remain separate, stress will manifest itself physically and emotionally through your contracted body muscles, tense facial expressions, and undesirable behavioral patterns. Namaste, family.
Namaste, 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 family. I just want to cry right now because I got so much passion for you all. And even the Aries in me, just like I love Star Wars, the Jedis, and the whole spiel of good and evil, and there's the forces, you can get into Harry Potter, whatever you want to think about it, science, magic, it's all organic. That's the thing, is even our technological devices are organic. So we get into the quantum aspect. A gentleman asked me yesterday, how do you explain the whole quantum aspect? And I said, God, omnipresent. Yahweh, Yeshua. But I could cry right now because I got so much passion for you all. And I know you all have the same amount of passion within you. And it's that energy that we use to warmonger and to destroy. We need to use it to create. And even if we have to say goodbye to the ones we love, everything is free will. And if you have to cut your energy cords, you have to cut your energy cords so you don't jeopardize yourself falling low to them. So cry it out. Cry it out, cry it out, cry it out, cry it out. Embrace all those feelings and tingling sensations in your cells, in your muscles, in your skin, fibers of your hair. Just let those tears roll out. Let the angels see your cries. Let them hear your prayers. So much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You asking for deliverance. My power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. So namaste, 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 namaste. Cry it out, cry your tears, pick up your shield. strap up your jungle boots. Get ready to keep curb stopping. The devil making the devil your footstool. Gnaw underneath the devil, the evils. His eagles keep ascending, fly high. And yogis, we come to the mat and we do what we can in the day. No expectations, no assumptions. Crying out, feeling out. Empowering through with the breath of life. With a strong drishti focus. And an undying love heartbeat. Gratitude, humility. Most of all, community, union, with the mat, the sweat, the breath of your neighbor next to you, the person who taught you the pose, who showed you where your shoes were, where the bathroom was, how to park, how to hold a fork, how to hold a pencil. That you shine, can't be how to tie seen. Your shoe, how to smile, how to whistle, how to get into your first Twitter space, how to kiss for the first time, how to hug for the first time, and how to feel love or give love. So namaste, namaste, keep spreading the love. The nefarious will get pruned off. And newness will grow. New earth. New good vibes. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Be easy on yourself. No one else will. Love you all. Keep the light on.
It's the gloom on the
always love you, twin flame.